Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz. Joining me now on the phone, Doug Pratt, who is Public Affairs Director for the Michigan Education Association. Good evening, Doug. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Is anybody in the news more than you and the MEA lately?
Well, you know, it keeps us hopping, but what can I say? We're popular.
You're very popular. After some of the education votes with the budget last week, what's your reaction to some of what has gone on?
Well, I think it's clear that the public's consistent message that these education cuts are wrong are starting to take hold with some lawmakers. You saw several Senate Republicans vote against the education budget, so much so that Lieutenant Governor Kelly was forced to break the tie in the Senate. And it doesn't look like the House is in any real hurry to get the education budget passed. You know, we're hearing that there are a lot of Republican lawmakers who are very concerned with that bill, not to mention, you know, the Democrats who pretty much universally stand against these massive cuts to public schools. So, you know, we're heartened by the fact that the message really is starting to take hold and lawmakers are starting to pay attention.
Well, and as you just mentioned, the fact that we're not following party lines anymore is quite an indication.
Absolutely. I mean, we've always said that education is a bipartisan issue, and certainly nobody ran for office last fall, including the governor, on the platform of cutting more than $500 million from our K-12 schools, not to mention another $200 million from higher education. So I think it's encouraging to see that people are not just blindly following this, but they're actually making up their own minds about these issues.
The push for a lot of Republicans in the legislature to take money from the school aid fund to pay for community colleges and universities, that's not going over well either.
Well, the simple fact is that there is a surplus of money in the school aid fund. There's no need to cut K-12 education unless you're trying to pay for, you know, an almost $2 billion tax cut for businesses, which is what the governor's trying to do. It's very clearly the intent to balance the effects of this massive tax break on the backs of our school children. And people from both parties are standing up and saying, no, that's just not right. We don't have to make these cuts. This is a manufactured crisis when it comes to education funding, but it's one that we have been dealing with the effects of all this for a decade. School employees have been making concessions locally. We've been dealing with funding cuts from the state level. We've been dealing with one-time money and various types of shell games to make ends meet for the last couple of years. It's time for the legislature to stand up and make real permanent decisions about how we're going to fund education in this state. Now, we can all come together and have a real conversation about that, whether it's the school aid fund or whether it's what the governor's talking about with his P20 system from pre-K all the way through college. Let's have a conversation about how we want to fund education in this state. But we can't simply say that just because we want to give businesses a huge tax break that kids deserve to be cut a minimum of $470 per head. That's just wrong.
Now, you talk about let's have a conversation and make some permanent decisions about school funding. You and I, when we last spoke, the infamous email that came out from the current MEA president, Ira Salters, suggesting that folks within the MEA save a couple months' worth of salary and not make big purchases in case of a job action. We can't have a discussion, Doug, without discussing that topic as well. Where does that stand now, and what votes were taken by the teachers?
Well, votes were taken in our locals across the state. Those votes were reported. They are being held in confidence. They're internal strategic votes that are being used to make determinations about what crisis activities we're going to engage in going forward. As we said all along, and I think we talked about last time I was on with you, a work stoppage is the far end of a spectrum of activities and one that no educator wants to engage in. They want to be in their classrooms working with students. They want to be working in the schools with kids and helping make sure that their education is supported. But you know what? If it means standing up to ensure that these budget cuts and other attacks on public education and the middle class stop, so that those kids have an educational future, our members are going to stand up and take action. And you're already seeing those actions. Rallies at the Capitol, walking and leafleting back home in neighborhoods, community conversations, vigils, the grade-ins that are happening at malls where teachers are coming together and grading papers and doing lesson plans in public places to show the work that's being done outside school hours and what's involved in being an educator in this country. All of that stuff is part of progressions that could lead to bigger actions down the line. But right now, as I said, we're heartened that the actions and the words of not only our members but the public are being heard by some people in Lansing.
Well, in the grade-ins and things that you've just mentioned at malls and so forth, and people standing up and making their opinions known, wouldn't be illegal stoppages. And so this question, of course, has to come up, Doug, as well. You know, a teacher strike would be illegal.
You know, it would be, you know, and it's not something that anyone's taking lightly. But the fact is that our members are reacting to the massive draconian cuts and the attacks on public education and the middle class being levied by our leaders in Lansing. And the majority of the public does not believe that that's the right approach. So much so that even lawmakers, the House Education Committee chair, you know, has put through, Representative Paul Scott, he's put through legislation increasing the penalties for even thinking about going on strike. Firing people, decertifying unions, not just for taking the action, but just for taking votes. You know, these are actions clearly meant to subvert the First Amendment rights of people who want to make their voices heard and try to scare people into not voicing their dissent. And, you know, the public school employees of this state aren't going to fall for it.
Just this last weekend, there's a change in leadership coming, as we knew would be, when current MEA President Ira Salters had announced her retirement effective the end of August. Over the weekend, MEA members elected Stephen Cook, who has some ties to the Lansing School, as a paraprofessional. How do you see this leadership role changing, if you see it that way at all?
You know, I really don't. Steve has been serving as MEA's vice president, and President-elect Cook, believes, much as President Salters does, that we have to stand together and fight these attacks that are coming against the middle class of our state. Steve is a support staffer. He was a paraprofessional in the Lansing Public Schools. He comes out of a middle-class background. He comes out of the support staff of our schools, and it just goes to show that all of us in education are standing together. It's not just about teachers, it's about everyone who works to support public education and help kids. He's actually the first support staff member to ever be the president of the Michigan Education Association in its 160-year history. So, but we're excited about what that means. It means we're all standing together, and we are all saying that enough is enough, and that we need, as the people of this state, to stand up against what's happening.
Well, and the budget work now continues, of course, this week in both the House and the Senate. Are you continuing talks with the legislators?
Yeah, we're always talking with legislators, and not just on the budget. I mean, I might add, last week the governor came out with his education reform message, and there were some things in there that the MEA actually supports. I mean, things that we've talked about him with before and things we believe need to be done. Consolidation of early childhood programming, better administrative certification and training, anti-bullying legislation that's pending in the legislature. You know, there are things that need to be done that we're on board with, and there's things that we believe need to be done that we can sit down and talk through the details of. A lot's been made about tenure reform, and that's something that we can sit down and talk about, the process, and reducing the time and the cost of removing ineffective teachers. But we can't get away from having a fair, impartial standard by which teachers are judged, and that's really the important part, making sure that evaluations get done and that they're fair and impartial. And that's the piece that we're going to continue pushing.
There's a lot of work to be done yet before these budget bills get signed. Doug, I can't thank you enough for your time this evening.
Anytime. Always happy to come on.
Thank you so much. Doug Pratt, who is Public Affairs Director for the Michigan Education Association. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.